from Carnaby Street to Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car, the little children laughing at him behind his back.
Song is, it has the distinct honour, alongside Strawberry Fields Forever, of being the tunes that ended the Beatles' chart dominance when it came to songs shooting straight to number one in the UK charts. And it's quite often a fact that people will bring up and shout out, hey, do you know what the first Beatles song was to not get to top spot? And someone will say Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields. You'll find all sorts of articles online if you have a little look. And some historians will say, well, you know, this was the point when the Beatles' popularity started to wane. It was a great song, but people weren't really ready for this new direction that they were going in. It's not necessarily true, because when it came to that tune, it was beaten to top spot by Engelbert Humperdinck's Please Release Me. If you go and do your research into it, though, there's a little bit more to the story, because back in the day, chart protocol dictated if a song was a double A-side, it had to basically sell double the amount of copies of the tune that was in front of it, which was Engelbert Humperdinck. Now, on its own, those two tracks together are on one record, 145 single when it came out. They far exceeded the sales of Engelbert Humperdinck's Please Release Me. But because of chart protocol, Engelbert was a single release. That was a double A-side. It meant that the Beatles had to sell double that amount to basically get two top spots. So that's the reason why they didn't get to number one, because they are two of the most distinctive and amazing and memorable tunes of the Beatles' career. It wasn't nothing to do with the fact that their popularity was starting to wane. It wasn't to do with the quality of the song. It was down to chart protocol. They had to basically double up on the sales before they could get anywhere near a top spot, and that's why Engelbert got to number one. So now we've cleared that up, should we move on and begin a brand new show here at Beatlemania with Jeff? If you're brand new to us, this is show number three. can't believe we're 3 weeks into this, but basically every single Sunday I sit back for 1 hour and play a load of classic tunes, some in finished form like we've just heard there with Penny Lane, what we kicked off with, some demo versions, some rare outtakes, some versions of tunes where they basically started as one thing and they've ended up as another. We've got so many delights and treats coming up for you. Please stick with us all the way through until 12 o'clock, and as we continue right now, we'll get another Beatles tune on, because that's what we do at Beatlemania.
Fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. See the people standing there who disagree and never win. Wonder why they don't get in my door. I'm painting the room in a colorful way. And when my mind is wandering, there I will. Yesterday, and I still go. Fixing a hole where the rain gets in, stops my mind from wandering where it will go.
Beatlemania and beyond.
Paperback writers.
Paperback writer.
and it was one that Paul went into great detail about in his book many years from now, back in the 1990s. He talked about having the idea one morning whilst reading an article in the Daily Mail, and as he was driving over to John Lennon's house, it just kept spinning around his mind, and he thought, you know what, this might be a good song for us to go through and put together at some point this afternoon. He said, when I arrived at Weybridge and told John that I had this idea of trying to write off to a publisher to become a paperback writer, I said, I think it should be written, this song, a little bit like a letter. So I took a bit of paper out and I said it should be something like Dear Sir or Madam, as the case may be, and I proceeded to write it just like a letter in front of him, occasionally rhyming it. And John, as I recall, just sat there and said, is that it? Yeah. And I remember him with an amused smile as it moved along, saying, actually, you know what, that's it, that'll do. It was quite a moment. And basically that was how that tune came about one afternoon at Weybridge. Again, another example of the magic that was the Beatles. Paul reads an article in the paper later on that afternoon. They've got a hit single on their hands. What a band, eh? And that's why we celebrate them every single week here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff.
You came to me one summer night, and from your beam you made my dream, and from the world you sent my girl. Fine, 'cause we love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please. And the night you don't come my way, each day, 'cause we love you, Mr. Moonlight. And the night you don't come my way, stay, 'cause we love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please. And the night you don't come my way, 'cause we love you, Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight.
From the Cavern to the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
Thank you.
Who Prudence is. She was a real person. It was Mia Farrow's sister, Prudence Farrow, who was over in India with them. Now, Prudence took the meditation game really seriously to the point where I think it was something like she barely come out of her chalet in 3 weeks. So John and George thought, you know what, we've got to do something to coax Prudence out because she's going a bit mad with all this meditation. Or as John put it, she was trying to get to God quicker than everyone else. So they decided to sit down, write a tune, and that is what they come up with. I don't know whether or not it got her out there. But anyway, what a song it was. Dear Prudence by the Beatles here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
I look at you all, see the love that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know why nobody told you how to unfold your love. I don't know how someone controlled you. They bought and sold you. I look at the world and I notice it's turning, while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake we must surely be learning. Still my guitar gently weeps. I don't know how you were diverted. You were perverted too. I don't know how you were inverted. No one alerted you. I look from the wings at the play you are staging, while my guitar gently weeps. As I'm sitting here doing nothing but aging, still my guitar gently weeps.
From the birthplace of the Beatles, this is Beatlemania with Jeff.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He did.
didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of law. The British army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the book. I'd love to turn. Fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. Found my coat and grabbed my hat. Made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. And somebody spoke and I went into a dream. Today, oh boy, 4,000 holes in Blackburn, Lancashire. And though the holes were rather small, they had to count them all. Now they know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall.
Beatlemania and beyond.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys the things, you know, he buys.
by the diamond rings, you know she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling all the world that her baby buys the things, you know. He buys the diamond rings, you know, she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
It was one of those tunes that was a staple of their live performances between 64 and 66, and even featured during their final gig at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. It was recorded for the Beatles For Sale album sessions. Never made it onto the album, of course, because like a lot of the Beatles tunes, they were standalone singles. They had the singles and they had the albums, didn't they? And that was one of them. I Feel Fine, here at Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday. We have still got some brilliant music to squeeze in between now and 1 o'clock, including this right now, taken from the Sgt. Pepper's album. It's Lovely Rita.
Biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will and you won't. don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. George, one time for me. Saturday night, Sunday morning you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't.
From Carnaby Street to Woodstock and everything in between, this is Zest 60s.
Place of the Beatles. This is Beatlemania with Jeff.
Lay down all for surrender to the voice.
Sky, an unbelievable piece of music. I can almost imagine rival bands in the 1960s when they first heard that tune going, what the, how have they done this? It's amazing with the limited technology that was available back in 1966, how a sound, an amazing array of sounds like that could come out of speakers. If you get a chance to check out the new remix version of the Revolver album, which Giles Martin has recently put out, have a listen to that one. Get some headphones on, whack the volume up, and it's quite a trip, let's put it that way. Now, that tune was originally known as The Void. There is a lot of amazing tales behind where it comes from. There's inspiration from books, experiences that involves John, George and a dentist, which I won't go into because it's Sunday afternoon. But yeah, it was initially known as The Void, but Lennon knew that that would be a bit too far out for the majority of Beatles fans, so instead decided to go with a phrase that was coined first by Ringo in a public interview on the 22nd of February 1964 when talking to the BBC. He just uttered the words, "Tomorrow never knows." So there you go. Maybe one day if we do a late night version of this show, we can go into more detail about some of the meaning behind the song. But what an amazing piece of music. It is Beatlemania with me, Jeff, on a Sunday afternoon, playing the tunes all the way through until 1 o'clock. And let's get another one on.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. What have I done to deserve such a fate? I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Time last year when we finally got to lay our eyes on Peter Jackson's Get Back, which initially was going to be a 90-minute movie that we'd go to the local cinema and watch. Of course, COVID came along, shut down cinemas and absolutely everything else. It made Peter Jackson go back to his cutting room floor and think, hang on, I can get a little bit more out of this one. I don't want to shave it down to 90 minutes. Thank God he did, because in the end, we got over 8.5 hours. And still to this day, he's campaigning to Disney and trying to get us all to bother Disney enough to allow him to release it even more footage, because he reckons he could do an extended version, which I hope one day we get to see. But anyway, during Get Back, we saw the evolution of the album that initially we all thought was a little bit doom and gloom, and it was, you know, associated with the breakup of the Beatles. Obviously, history has now been rewritten thanks to Peter Jackson doing what he did. This was one of the many songs that featured in Get Back. It is the brilliant Long and Winding Road.
The long and winding road disappear. I
I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to
to the Abbey Road crossing and everywhere in between.
The world is treating me bad. Misery. I'm the kind of guy who never used to cry. The world is treating me bad. Sure, I won't see her no more. It's gonna be a drag, misery. I'll remember all the little things we've done. Can't she see she'll always be the only one, only one? Send her back to me. See, without her I will be in misery. I'll remember all the little things we've done. She'll remember and she'll miss her only one, lonely one. Send her back to me, 'cause everyone can see.
playing the biggest hits and a few rare ones in this Beatlemania with Jeff.
Attending an exclusive reveal at the Beatles Museum on Matthew Street up here in Liverpool, which I'll tell you all about next Sunday. Now, at this stage, I don't know what that reveal is going to be. I've been to quite a few of these events, and what tends to happen is we only find out when we get there. Although on the invite which I've been sent, there's a picture of John and Yoko stood in front of their house, so I suspect it's something to do with John, but I will tell you all about that when we get to next week's show, next week's edition of Beatlemania with Jeff. Whilst I'm at that Beatles Museum, though, if you have been lucky enough to get up to my home city and the Beatles' home city of Liverpool, if you go into the Beatles Museum, which is run by Rogue Best, who is the brother of Pete Best, of course, the Beatles' first drummer, and Rogue is also the son of Neil Aspinall, who headed up Apple for the Beatles for many, many years before he sadly passed away. But he's got so many amazing, unique items in there, and one of them, which is I always love going to go and have a little peek at every time I'm there. I never get bored of seeing it. It's one of the puppets from, so you know when the Beatles performed All You Need Is Love, that worldwide TV special, there was all sorts going on in the studio whilst they were doing it. But in the background, if you check out the video on YouTube, you'll see them. There's loads of little puppets, and one of those puppets is there in all its glory, looking great, even though it's 50 odd years old now. But anyway, yes, I will tell you all about that exclusive Exclusive Reveal and also play loads more brilliant Beatles tunes for you, as we do every single week here at Beatlemania. I hope you've enjoyed this hour as much as I have making it. I will return next week from midday here on Zest 60s across Exeter and the Southwest on DAB, and also via your many listening devices that you can tune into us. I know lots of people tune in all around the world via the website zestradio.co.uk. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time for more Beatlemania.
To Woodstock and everything in between. This is Zest 60s.
Us. wasting pain.